Hi, this is Dr. Stephen Jones, and today I want to talk about how to help your student athlete to select a college. Now, every year, there are thousands upon thousands of student athletes that are looking to decide on a college. It's a big decision for them, and they want to make the right decision. And you as a parent also might want to be actively involved and are actively involved in helping them. I remember I was the first person in my family to go to college, and the whole idea of selecting a college as an athlete, as a football player and track runner, it was a difficult decision. Much of it had to be done by myself. My parents just knew I was going to college. So hopefully they were supportive, but also it's great to have more knowledge as you're making a decision about college in general. So the first thing I say you should do is definitely do a lot of research on the various colleges that may be offering your athlete an opportunity to come and play for their sport. You want to ask a lot of questions. Don't feel that any question that you have is a wrong question. All questions are good questions, because the more information that you have, the better you can make a decision. And, just taking a look at the various teams at the school, the team that your son or daughter wants to play on, like, what is that like? What are the experiences like? So kind of do that research. What are the possibilities of your student getting on the field? Because it depends on how many athletes are ahead of them as well. So you just have to have a real view of the best research and information available to make a good decision. And then you want to definitely go out to visit the college. I know they have virtual opportunities, but it's nothing like actually going to visit the college and getting a sense of the college by going on a tour, getting to understand how things flow in the campus, what kind of support systems they have in there for your students, whether it's academic support, tutoring, whether it's, how they set up with their advisors for students and faculty. Are they available? A bigger school is going to have more students in their classrooms. For example, a Penn State might have 300 to 500 students in a class. So in terms of getting personal attention, your student athlete would not be able to get as much attention in that kind of environment. So you want to make sure that you have a real feel for the university, what it'll be like. And again, for your student to know themselves and you knowing your child, what would be the best scenario for them? How would they fit in? Are they more of an extrovert or introvert? How does that in fact affect the way that they play and how they work with other teammates on the team? So, you might have a much larger number of players on the team at a bigger school than a smaller school, which gives more opportunity for your athlete to get on the field. And that's kind of one of the goals, I'm sure, is to get your athlete on the field. Then you want to also make sure that you're having conversations with the coach or coaches about the positions that are available. What do they see? What do they envision for your athlete when they arrive? What do they envision for them as far as academics? What do they envision for them as far as their sport? What do they envision for them as far as professional development? How do they try to see their athletes grow as they're going through the curriculum? So those are all good things that you want to have available in your conversations with the coach. You want to get a sense, again, that one-on-one, not the virtual, the one-on-one conversation with a coach can give you a real feel for what it's going to be like for them as an athlete. So you want to ask those questions. You want to meet people. You want to introduce yourself as you're going around. And then some people open up and have conversations with you as well. But you are the persons that are in charge of how well the conversations go and how much information that you get. And then as you're leaving some of these various opportunities to meet with the school coaches and other staff and faculty, you and your student athlete need to have conversations, take notes of things that are important or things that you value the most that you want your son or daughter to experience. That's the question. Like, what kind of educational experience do you want them to have wherever they go? Know how the coach has recruited your athlete. Is it something that they already see an opportunity for them to get on the field and to do something that will help the team? Or will your student athlete be just I'm more of a practice squad kind of person. I will say this, if this school is offering a scholarship to your student, then generally they want them to play somewhere out on the field. That is why they're offering that scholarship. And it's a big investment for many of the schools to make, because that cost has to be covered through the university. So when you know that the school has offered, one school's offered a scholarship, the other school hasn't, you have to weigh that in terms of what the possibilities are for your student athlete. And then as you continue to make decisions, let's say you end up in a school that doesn't have much scholarships, one of the things I just want to mention is I've written a book called The Ultimate Scholarship Guide, which you can get at drjonesbooks.com, that's drjonesbooks.com. So there's a place where you can find my workbook that will help you to get access to over 100 scholarship websites, and they'll benefit you. And just the whole financial aid picture gives you a lot of ideas and tips and strategies. So I don't want to belabor that, but it's a great resource. Of course, I feel that because I made the book. Know what the college is offering financially. Be real clear on paper what the college is offering, whether it's a full scholarship, whether it's a partial scholarship. You want to know exactly what you're getting into, whether you're going to pay for housing or you're going to pay for meals. You want to know that. So be real clear on the expectation regarding that. There's the other fees that may be involved for books and resources. You want to know that you have those things covered if they're really offering a full scholarship. But you want to know if it's a partial scholarship, what are the things that can be done to make sure that the other parts of it is covered? And then you want to see if the college has a curriculum that your student athlete is involved, has committed to, they're really interested in biology or sociology or business or finance or nursing. Well, some schools may not even have those curriculums in them. So that's a question to ask. So that your son or your athlete is not just making up, or your daughter is not making up a curriculum that they want to get involved in at the university just because they want to play. I mean, one of the ultimate goals should be to get the kind of education that will allow them to go out into the world and be successful should they not go beyond the college level in terms of playing a sport. So ask the questions about the curriculum. Ask, can you meet with the department chair? Ask, can you meet with some of the faculty? That's another way to get a formal understanding of how the department operates, what kind of curriculum they have, what kind of courses they have. And now you're truly, truly more knowledgeable in terms of the curriculum requirements, how many credits are expected, and what are some of the things that students really do as they try to make sure that they have the highest GPA, because that's one of the things that you should be aware of, that your student athlete won't be able to play if they have less than a 2.0 GPA each semester, which is basically a C average. Some sporting teams may even have a higher average than that. But be aware of that. There may be a specific standard. There is a specific standard in order for them to play. And then it's also important to know the college location. Is it far, far away that every time you want to see your student athlete, you're going to have to travel far away? If you want to watch their games, they're going to have to travel far away to get to those games, and the cost of that can be pretty expensive. Or are they going to be more local where you can just hop in a car and get there? So you want to see that, ought to be part of the consideration as well. If your student is going to be far away, that, you know, hopping on the road, if you're not a person that likes to drive a lot, you're going to have to fly to this location. And then where is the college? Is it in the middle of nowhere and all that there is to do is what's on the college campus? Or is it near a city or in a city where there's plenty of activities and resources that your student athlete can take advantage of, so they're not feeling isolated where they're at? Colleges are located in all kinds of places. I will tell you that in Pennsylvania. Some colleges are located out there where there are farms. Some are located in the suburbs. Some are located in the city. So you find different varieties and different sizes across institutions. So knowing what that is, what it's going to be, what your budget is, because let's say you want to appear at and show up at certain games, well, you may not be able to afford it. So just really be realistic about that. And also for your student athlete to feel supported. You know, when parents show up at anything, athletes feel more supported, they feel more confident in what they're doing. And so that's something to definitely consider. Meet some of the students. While you're visiting these various campuses, have an opportunity where you're going to meet some of the students, because that's another telltale sign of how happy they are, what their experience has been, investigating through questioning what they think is the best part of the college, what are some of the challenging part of the college. Some students will be truly honest with you about how they feel about that particular college. So you want to be real clear on that. And now that they have these portals in certain sports where you can actually transfer to other schools, you know, what do you want for your child? Do you want them to be more settled where they're going to be, or is there a possibility that they're going to transfer somewhere else? It's a big question, and those are things that should be discussed with you and your student athlete. If changes, they've decided to make changes, there should be discussions about that. Other things that you can do is attend open house at the various colleges. A lot of times, if your student's interested in engineering or business or nursing or fine arts, they'll have open houses in the fall where you can actually come meet with more of the faculty, meet with more of the students, hear from the dean, and get more of a personal understanding of the whole department. So that may be something that you look for, like an open house where you can go visit and have a better understanding of that particular university. And then another thing that you can also do, talk about open houses, but there also are summer bridge programs. What is a summer bridge program? That's where your son or daughter would actually spend the summer, maybe 4 to 6 weeks, living on campus, taking some classes, getting an understanding of what the university's doing in terms of its organization, going to eat in the cafeterias, so meeting some of the students who are resident assistants. So it's a great way to know 20 or 30 or even 40 other students, because they've been in a summer program just like you. And now when you come in the fall, some students will think that your student athlete is a sophomore because they know so much. They have so much of an awareness of what to expect. They know where to go to get things done. So that's a great advantage of attending a summer bridge program. I just talked to a parent and a student the other day about this, and they were really excited about it as a possibility. And so just investigate with the university, investigate with admissions whether there are these types of programs, and they will absolutely be helpful to you. Last thing I will say is just, you know, sit down and have conversations. Be wise in your conversations, take notes, you know, measure what you're going to do. Look at your financial investment. How much is that investment going to be? And then also, what is the environment like for students in terms of the diversity of the institution? And those experiences are important. What kinds of opportunities can they do outside of the classroom? What kind of social and community kinds of things are students on the campus doing? I think that those are important, so that that each student should have a holistic view of their opportunity within the college. So I hope this has been really helpful to you. If you have further questions, you can reach me on my email at StephenJonesS@RCN.com. That's StephenJonesS@RCN.com. I'd love for you to go to my website, check out some of my books at DrJonesBooks.com. That's DrJonesBooks.com. You certainly can reach me at 610-842-3843. And I hope this has been a wonderful and informative opportunity for you to hear about how you get your student athlete to make the right college selection.